I don't know how long this is going to take. So can we move this forward quicker somehow?
This is going forward as soon as you consider it, and if it's approved, they will begin ordering the equipment, and their plan is to have it installed by the end of the month.
Great. Okay.
Did we vote?
Was there a motion?
There was none of that.
No.
There was a motion and a second.
Okay, good. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G17 is approval, and this was popular on the internet.
Yes, it was.
Approval of the installation of touchless plumbing fixtures, et cetera, using CARE Act. In the amount of $24,900. Alderman Wilhelm.
I've had some disabled people ask me about the disability for automatic doors on the bathroom. And I have to go get a drink, so consider that.
Yes, I'm the Director of Administration.
We did. We were trying to consider everything that we could, and I just need you to understand that this money has to be spent by November 6th, so we are on a timeframe. There's a lot of those parts and pieces that are not available in short order. That was one of the items we couldn't get in short order, was the automatic door openers. That's not to say we can't do something in the future. It just is that we can't do it with these funds that need to be spent in the next 30 days.
Motion to authorize.
Second.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Did you vote aye, Alderman Wilhelm?
Yes, you did.
I voted aye. I was hoping for the doors, but.
Request for items G18. Request for approval of the purchase of additional Badger books in the amount of $21,500.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G19 is recommendation for 2021 employee benefit related coverage, carriers, premium shares, including health insurance, stop loss coverage, wellness, health and wellness supplementary programs, and dental insurance changes.
So moved.
Second.
All those, let's do a roll call on this one. Madam Clerk.
Alderman DeAndrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayor.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries. Six ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. By the way, conversation with the Business Park Consortium leads me to say that this nice healthcare program that the Director of Administration came up with is garnering some interest in the business park. It's a unique program that may get some legs, so thank you for coming up with that. Alderman DeAndrea.
Just add one more fact. For those of you that weren't in the finance meetings, review of the budget, you guys probably have looked through it. You'll notice that the savings that were in budget line items for departments played a very significant role in regards to getting this budget in line. So you did a great job in putting this together to make our budget process a little easier.
It's definitely a team effort between Paul, Dana, and myself, along with our consultant. We put a lot of work into it, but I think it's going to be something really good for the city.
Most definitely.
Thank you.
Hey, you got a quick compliment on her, though. Her head's getting big.
I won't let her go to her head. She understands where I want her to go next year.
Yeah, she does, and I've been hearing about it. G20 is the August financial report. Any highlights, Mr. Ratzenberg?
The only highlight I would provide the council is that in prior months, we noted that the landfill siting revenues took a significant unfavorable twist in terms of revenue. Since that point in time, the picture has gotten a little clearer for the current year. And while we amended the budget to anticipate $2.1 million of landfill siting revenues, it now would look that we will receive more than that, maybe as much as an additional $200,000. In each of these reports, I have been asking council for direction on where they would like those additional or those resources to be received. I again ask the council for any direction on where the additional resource for landfill siting revenues might be received.
Let's move on to H1.
Well, this
I
is...
I see her. We know exactly what she's going to say.
Well, no, you don't.
Alderman Wilhelm.
It's related, you're right, but...
It's like clockwork. I mean,
Well, you know what? I'll just keep hammering it. When you're done listening to it, then maybe it'll finally get done. I don't know. But I was going to take you to page 197. And when I was under the Public Works, there's the Market Avenue, the 50th Street, the couple of other sections for this, and the $100,000 that was part of the $700,000 was, I believe, backed by landfill siting fees?
That is correct.
So now that is actually there, so now there actually is the whole $700,000 there.
Again, as I mentioned in my opening comments, we have 4 months to go, and it appears that it will be received. So it's not there yet, but it is likely to be there.
Okay, and then that also goes for some of the other backing for what the 49th to the school, the 50,000, and then the 50th Street, which is the 100,000. So if we combined all of those, if there's money to back them, we could be, we're hitting, getting up there close to 9 for this. So I'm just really hopeful, Paul, really hopeful that you're going to help me out here and work this out. Come on.
Item H1, licenses. Alderman Nelson.
Can we take the Hill Has Eyes separately?
Sure. Alderman Nelson.
Approve the first three. Fourth one, Rachel, hold for appearance. Last one approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Hills is eyes. Alderman Nelson. Or whoever.
No, we need a motion to approve for that.
Well,
we're recommending approval for that.
Is there a second?
Second.
Comments?
I'm sorry.
The recommendation for approval is as per the action sheet. Is that correct, Alderman Nelson?
That is correct.
And Alderman Nelson, Alderwoman Hanneman. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Madam Clerk. Yes. I got to do this right, though. Madam Clerk, you had something?
I already said it. You
agree. Okay. So, Alderman of the District, Alderman of Mayor.
I think we're playing Russian roulette with this as it is. This defies logic. However, I understand the need to get business going. I will vote to approve this if we require the health officer to inspect the event each night during the event. If this were an emergency where the fire department were the incident commander, the fire chief, or his designee would certainly be inspecting the grounds during the event. If it was a police incident, police would be inspecting it. It is a health crisis. It's a health emergency. We have our health officer as the incident commander for that emergency response. I believe she needs to be present or her designee at each of the nights during the event at some point and then report back to us of her findings.
Alderman Will.
Is that a suggestion to the motion, or do we want to act on that at all?
Well, why don't you make a comment, and we'll go back.
Okay. At the licensing meeting, I had to leave because I had another meeting, and staff was calling me on the phone, and so I didn't get to participate in the end results of my suggestion. That one of the suggestions that evening was that we apply the case burden rate of 125 cases over the last 14 days using the latest update numbers as of 5 p.m. on Thursdays prior to the event. And what that all means is, I think we're sitting at 80-something right now for that number. What it means is if you take 14 days and you add up the total cases over 2 weeks, if it hits 125, that you're in the red zone. This is what the schools are using. This is what the Harvard case uses. This is what everybody is using as the limiting factor where it's just too dangerous to move forward. And so I'd ask that we consider applying the case burden rate as the Harvard model.
More discussion?
Alderman Nelson.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if we were to ask the Courtney Day to show up, so we're going to be now paying her staff member in overtime to go and check this out? I guess what I'm looking at is, would it be reasonable if we asked her or her designee to show up one of the 2 days? You know, I mean, and she can pick the days, so it's not like we're not going to sell. If the goal here is to verify compliance, I think a reasonable check to this would be, you know, one of the 2 days, not both, but.
I think between her and her staff, they should be able to make an appearance if they plan ahead. It's only 8 nights altogether. I do believe that's part of their job. And if we have to pay them overtime for it, then so be it. We want the event to go on. We want it to be successful. We want it to be safe. We want to ensure the safety of everyone there.
And the clerk is working overtime all the time.
Alderman Nelson, you do have the floor.
Okay, so I would amend my motion to ask Courtney Day or her designee to appear at this event, and that's all I would do to amend my motion.
During the event? In other words, not to inspect the property prior to the event.
Okay, was your request to have somebody from either Courtney Day or her designee come during the event?
At some point during the event, not to stay for the entire event, but
at some point make an appearance during the event to confirm compliance.
Correct, during the hours of the event.
During the hours of the event to confirm compliance.
Yes.
That would be my only thing I'm willing at this point, unless you guys want to debate more, that to make that.
All right, say it again though, please. So I can write it down.
Well, in addition to this,
the clerk has it.
Simply requesting Courtney Day or a member of her staff appear during the event each day, just during the event.
Each day during the event when it's occurring.
That's what Alderman Mayer's requesting, correct?
Correct.
Mr. Mayor.
To confirm compliance with current health orders. That's it.
And Alderwoman Hanneman, you made the second, is that?
Mike's got his hand up.
Do you concur? And Alderwoman Hanneman concurs. Alderman Barber, Alderman Dandria.
With the latest ruling that came from the governor today about the 25% of capacity, how does that play into this as a public meeting and a public entertainment at this point? And is that a consideration that we need to be worried about, or is that going to be the owner's worry at this point to make sure that he's in compliance with the 25% rule now? And how do we, has that thought come up at all in the discussion?
That was a specific topic of conversation with the health officer and I this evening. The governor's order was inside buildings only. Okay? Alderman Dandria, Alderman Nelson, Alderman Long.
I just want to be assured by the people that were on the commission that you're comfortable with the work that the health department Courtney Day did with the ROC and the representatives, and that you guys are very comfortable with the protocols that are all set up. Because several of us weren't there. So you're asking for our support. I'm going to support your recommendation to move forward on this event. So I want to make sure that you guys are wholeheartedly backing this decision to move forward, and you're comfortable with the protocols that are going to be put into place.
Yes, short answer, I am. And again, to remind everyone of the outdoor open air event, and I am confident with Courtney Day's ability and her staff's abilities to ensure that safety. So yes, that's why my motion stands.
Thank you.
I think that answer Alderman Barber's question, they're only going to be letting in so many people at a time in groups. They've sold their tickets in different slots, so that will help with that, the amount of people coming through at the same time. I have a little bit of concern about the tent. I don't know how tents apply for this, I'm much more comfortable with the addition to the motion with the health officer making some checks, because without that, I would be less comfortable. And I think that I still would like the community burn rate, but I don't seem to be getting much support on that. I don't know why we wouldn't want to do that, but I'll just leave it at that.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
I, too, am comfortable going over the mitigation plan with The Rock and with Courtney. They've worked at length, and to address Alderwoman Wilhelm's concern about adding the community burden rate, that was brought up in the committee meeting, and Ms. Day stressed the fact that if our community got to that level, a lot more would be shut down at that point in time.
Clarify, that's because I said it wrong, and the way I said it came out way bigger than it was. That's why. So I just want to clarify that. So I said it incorrectly. I said a 14-day average. That's much different than the community burn rate. It's not an average. It's a total. So I used the wrong word. I re-listened to the tape. I can imagine why she said that once I said that, because that would...
Let Alderman Will Hanneman finish.
But Ms. Day felt that that was not needed in the motion in and of itself, because if we reached a community burden rate, things would have been shut down on a much broader scale prior to hitting that point. And so I'll defer to her expertise on that.
On the motion, Mr. City Attorney.
Just note that the motion says request versus direct the health officer or designee. And number two, my thought is the health officer or departmental designee or designee has emergency duties, and there might be an intention to go inspect the premises, but there might be an emergency that doesn't allow for that. So I just thought I'd put that on the record.
I'll amend my motion.
What?
So we want to say direct.
Oh.
The technical changes by the city attorney.
It's up to you.
Yes.
So it's your second.
What is the amendment?
Direct versus refer or something like that.
Request.
Direct versus request.
I bet you if the nun in second grade didn't give you homework, you raised your hand and reminded me.
I was always called on. I did not raise my hand.
Teacher, you forgot to give the homework.
Alderman Mayor had a point.
All for the motion.
Alderman Mayor.
So it would be direct. With the understanding that should an emergency situation arise, obviously we understand that she may have to respond elsewhere.
That's correct. That's my motion.
On the amendment, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed, Mr. Wisniewski? Hearing none, motion carries. On the main motion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed?
Hopefully someone tells her that she has that obligation.
Motion carries.
Okay.
Vouchers and payroll, is there a motion approving city vouchers on any date October 1st, 2020, in amount of $2,054,769.64, and payroll dated September 25th, 2020, in the amount of $413,140.10, and payments to various payroll deductions in the amount of $438,912.56, plus city matching payments, and estimated payroll of October 9th, estimated at $400,000, and various payroll deductions estimated at $230,000, plus city matching payments, and property tax disbursements with the ending date of September 30th in the amount of $7,970.60.
So moved.
Second.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absence, no abstentions. With that, we end our broadcast day with the national anthem.
Closed session? Do we have to do these in closed session? I mean,
you done?
We can close it now.
Okay. Is there a motion in our closed session pursuant to 19.85(b) for market competition and bargaining reasons to deliberate and consider terms relating to an amendment to Tax Incremental District Number 5 Ballpark Commons Development Project Agreement regarding impact fees and irrevocable payment bond for by BPC Golf Entertainment LLC and BPC County Land LLC for investment of public funds and governmental actions in relation thereto, and re-enter open session in the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate.
So moved.
Madam, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
No.
We do a roll call anyway.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Wilhelm, yep. Is it debatable? Is entering closed session debatable?
Staff has reviewed and staff.
Oh, we're not in closed session. Alderman Wilhelm has a point to make.
There's a need to enter closed session on the subject, and the city administrator is nodding her head, yes.
My comment was that all the negotiations has been done. We're just approving or disapproving. There's no additional negotiations that I'm aware of, so that's why I ask. Okay.
Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman?
Aye.
Alderman Barber?
Aye.
Alderman Nelson?
Aye.
We're in closed session. Motion passes 5-1. It is 9:35. We have re-entered open session. Madam Clerk, you have a motion, a suggested motion.
It'd be a motion to direct collection of the hotel impact fees in place of the Lux Golf impact fees not currently commencing. However, retain and defer the 10% interest until the impact fee for Lux Golf or other improvements on that parcel is paid. And further, to amend the agreement regarding impact fees accordingly.
Is there a maker of that motion?
Second.
Dandrea made motion. Seconded by Alderman Barber. Roll call, please, Madam Clerk.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye, and this is just because the Lux Gulf is currently not being built.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries, 6 ayes, no noes, no absent, no abstentions. We move to G22. Is there a motion to enter closed session?
So moved.
Wisconsin statute 19.85(1)(e) for market competition and bargaining reasons to consider potential acquisition of properties to be used for public park purposes in the city of Franklin, including but not limited to properties for which has been conceptually termed Water Tower Park, located in the 8100 block of the east side of South Lovers Lane Road, bearing tax keys numbers 801-9984-000, 801-9985-000, 801-9986-000, and 801-9987-000, and to re-enter open session at the same place thereafter to act on such matters discussed therein as it deems appropriate. It's been moved by Alderman Barber. Is there a second?
Second.
Alderman Nelson. Madam Clerk.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderwoman Hanneman.
Aye.
Alderwoman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Dandria.
Aye.
Motion carries. We are in closed session. It is 9:50. We are now back in open session. Is there a motion to direct staff to commence as discussed in closed session? Proceed with a counteroffer as discussed in closed session. All those in favor of that motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Is there a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Let's try it again. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.